Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Number 44, Why Be a Christian? What an important question. The answer to that question is important to you and to everyone you know. It concerns your happiness during your life on earth and for life after death. Why be a Christian is a Bible question, and therefore you can have a Bible answer. We find the name Christian three times in the New Testament. Please write these scriptures down and then read them in your own Bible. First, open your New Testament to the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 11, verse 26. The last part of this verse says, "The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch." The second time we find the name Christian is in the same New Testament book, Acts of Apostles, chapter 26, verse 28. The Apostle Paul was given an opportunity to speak before King Agrippa and tell why he was a believer in Jesus. At the conclusion of his speech, King Agrippa said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." The Apostle Peter gives us some very direct instructions formed in his first letter, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16. First, he warns us not to be a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or a busybody in other people's business. This is in verse 15. Following these statements, he says, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." The name Christian is divided into two parts, Christ and Ian, I-A-N. It means belonging to Christ. Therefore, when we wear the name Christian, we are wearing Christ's name, and we tell the world we belong to Christ. The name of Christ is the only name we're to wear, and whereby we can be saved. Write down this scripture, Acts of Apostles, chapter 4, verse 12. Now please listen while I quote it. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Christians are members of the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. In this same chapter, Paul speaks of the church and Christ, husband and wife, and Christians and Christ. Christians are followers of Christ, and he loved us so much that he gave his life for us. Chapter 5, verse 2. When one considers becoming a member of any group, organization, or club, one thinks about the advantages or rewards of such action. One must also find out how to qualify or what steps are necessary to become a member of the group. This is also true when one considers becoming a follower of Christ. There certainly are advantages and rewards when one becomes a Christian and lives by the Lord's teachings. To qualify for the advantages and be entitled to the rewards, one must take certain steps to become a member of the Lord's family. The second chapter of Acts gives an example of about 3,000 people becoming Christians. I suggest you read this entire chapter, and as you read, keep thinking about following the same steps the Apostle Peter outlined for these penitent believers who wanted to know what they must do to be saved. When you complete the reading of Acts chapter 2, you'll find that God added these people to his church. You'll also realize that these people had been forgiven of their past sins. Now, we're beginning to see part of the answer to why become a Christian. The first blessing I think about as to why I'm a Christian is I have been forgiven of my past sins. What a great feeling of relief to know my sins have been taken away. As a Christian, I have the privilege of prayer. I can ask God to help me with every problem and know he will answer. As a Christian, my aim is living to please God. When I do this, I know I have the promise of a life which will be better here on earth and eternal life hereafter. Life is too short and eternity too long for one to choose any other course. To become a Christian and to live by the teachings of Christ is to live successfully. To neglect the great salvation offered to us is to fail in our mission on earth. Jesus came to earth to redeem us from sin. He died for us that we might live. He has gone to prepare a place for us in heaven. If we obey Him, He'll come again for us that we might be with Him eternally. This is why you should be a Christian. Thank you for your call.
See, Joe.